much like leaving. You don't want me to go, but all your tamaracks are needling your beauty in the snow. And I'll see you soon at Christmas, a happy holiday. Oh, how you gonna miss me if I won't go away? I'm overtime, I'm in demand. Give me a sign.
Welcome to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. On this week's extra helping of Folk Roots Radio, we're pleased to welcome into the studio singer-songwriter Dana Sipos. Dana grew up in Yellowknife before heading out for a life on the open road in pursuit of her art. Her latest album is the hauntingly beautiful Roll Up the Night Sky, and it's just about to be released. And Dana will be playing the Cornerstone in Guelph tonight, Saturday, April the 25th. But before we get there, this is Dana Sipos from the album Roll Up the Night Sky with A Coronary Tale. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Enemies.
That's Dana Sipos with a song entitled A Coronary Tale on Folk Roots Radio Overtime this morning. And Dana is my special guest for a live session and chat. It's great to have you in the studio. Did you notice how I did that? You see, I introduced her with one pronunciation of a name and then magically switched. after the song to make sure we get that right. It's great to have you join us. That was A Coronary Tale. It's one of the tracks on your new album. It is entitled Roll Up the Night Sky. I don't know what I want to talk about first, because I was going to say, well, let's talk about A Coronary Tale. But then when you told me the correct pronunciation of your name, I thought, well, maybe I need to talk about your heritage first. So tell us a little bit about you. You grew up in Yellowknife, right?
I grew up actually in Hamilton, Ontario. There's a bit of a... I know it says on my sheet, they're my formative years in Yellowknife, and that I take that sort of to mean my formative, my most sort of meaningful artistic years, in a sense, like when I sort of came into my own as a songwriter, so to speak. But so I grew up in Hamilton, but then went up north when I was about 18, and that's been my chosen home since then. So, yeah, the north has been very, very impactful on my writing and on my whole experience as an artist. But Dana Sipos, yeah, it's a bit of a tricky one for some reason.
But. So tell us about A Coronary Tale. I was playing the album in the car a few days ago, mm-hmm. and I immediately got it because of you hear this sort of beating rhythm through it as well. Mm-hmm. And it's a coronary tale, which obviously hints at the fact that it's all about the heart. But I love mm-hmm. the way that you've woven in, you know, aspects of the physiological with the emotional and the connection. Can you talk a little bit about mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, I wrote the song at the, I was doing a music residency at the Banff Center. And I guess it's hard to say how I started writing the song, but what ended up happening was that, yeah, I was eventually researching all the different components of the heart once I'd started writing about the more, the emotional aspects of it. And then I went down a bit of a, you know, rabbit hole that led me to Ovid, who was a Roman philosopher and poet around the time of Cupid. So that's how I got there. And he was exiled for something that was worse than murder and more harmful than a poem. He was exiled for life because of something he had done that they don't specify. So I thought, what could that possibly be worse than murder and more harmful than a poem? Just, I thought it was so interesting how poetry, you know, had such an impact, something that could have been worse than murder. So I just wove that into the song and wanted to bring that question in. But then, yeah, bringing it into the studio with Jordy Walker, the producer, he helped to really bring the heartbeat aspect to the music.
Well, it's a very impactful car. I'd say we were up in Midland for a show this week, and we're driving home and we popped it on, and it's like, wow, what a great song. We're going to talk about the album itself. I do at this point, though, want to remind our listeners that you will be playing in Guelph tonight, right? Mm-hmm. At the Cornerstone?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that show?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited about it. It's the first show of the album release tour. So I'm playing with local musician Richard Laviolette. So I'm really excited to have him on board. And Ben Herman, who's also a wonderful songwriter, and he'll be playing percussion with me as well. And we're heading off on tour. So yeah, we'll be at the Cornerstone. Doors open at 8. The show's at 9. You can go to the May Day dinner before heading over to the Cornerstone. And yeah, it'll be, I'm sure, just a lovely, intimate gathering. So
I feel like we're jumping back and forth here, but yeah. When you have such a good song to start off with, we really need to talk about that. But you mentioned you were born in Hamilton, but then ended mm-hmm. up in Yellowknife. Is that how did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, so my folks, my mom and stepdad, moved up to Yellowknife when I was in university, and I had always had sort of inkling about the north, but then I went up just to visit them one summer and just to work and hang out, and immediately, you know, that was well over a decade ago, and immediately the north just got under my skin, and And, you know, and I left and I tried to leave and I always went back. And, you know, I feel like I will always definitely go back to the North and have, you know, feel at home and be at home in the North. Because, you know, for a songwriter and an artist of any kind, really, it's, there's unending inspiration, you know, because it's such an extreme place. You have long, dark, cold winter, you know, with the aurora, and you have, you know, this brilliant short burst of summer where it's 24-hour daylight, you know. And also another big inspiration from the North is just the people that are drawn there generally tend to be characters. You know, I've been a part of the houseboat community and the shack community, so people choosing to live alternative lifestyles off the grid and, you know, generally tend to be really interesting characters from all walks of life. So from every spectrum of the North, I've been inspired by it and had some really wonderful, you know, musical opportunities being a musician in the North that I wouldn't have had otherwise. So I'm very grateful.
So when you left, was that to pursue your music, right? Is that you felt the need to, was that to go away and play? You mentioned that you had a residency in Banff. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, the residency in Banff was really wonderful as well. I've had since then lots of collaborations that have come out of that. So I was supposed to just go for 2 weeks and I ended up extending it for 6 weeks. It was a similar thing. I couldn't leave. And there were artists. It was an independent music residency, but with collaboration highly encouraged. And there were musicians from all around the world. And so quite a few songs from the album actually were written there or were finished there. And because it was just, you know, it's any artist's dream to have, here's your studio and, you know, here's your meal plan or whatever. But basically they really set it up so that all you had to do was focus on your work. So to have that just uninterrupted time and space, plus all of these amazing instruments and amazing musicians around. So I would definitely encourage, you know, residencies whenever possible.
I was checking out YouTube because I think there one or two videos that were created from that experience. Is that right? And I was looking at those because if you go to your website, which is danasipos.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can, as well as listening to audio from the album and at the previous album, you can also look at some videos. And it's a great way. I always, you know, like to do that sort of prep before we get to chat, because obviously the more I feel like I have some understanding of your art and where you're coming from, it allows me to inform the conversation and hopefully make it interesting for our listeners. Now, the new album, is that your second album?
This is my third album.
Oh, it's
actually
the third album.
Third okay. Studio album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about the other albums.
So I've the previous album, Lay of the Land, and then the Moonshine Brigade, they were both recorded in the Yukon at an awesome studio, Old Crow Studio, in Whitehorse. And then this album was recorded with a Whitehorse producer, but in Montreal. So I like to stick to the North. It's really interesting because with, you know, the making of every album, obviously my style changes a little bit and I think maybe becomes a bit more refined with each album. And then by the time the album is finally recorded and finally pressed, I'm ready to kind of make a new one, you know. So it's interesting to look back on those older albums and this one as well as a sort of a snapshot of where I was in my life and the songs that I was writing. And it's a little memento, and then I'm like, okay, I'm in a totally different place now.
You know, it's interesting. You said that to me over email this week. You said, because we were discussing the songs you're going to play. We're going to get you to play one or two songs for us just now. And you said, well, I want to play a new song because, as you just mentioned, you're in another place, which is pretty funny because you're out here. You know, the album, actually, I think its release date is
the 30th.
Yeah.
It's not even
and
out
so
yet.
It's not actually out yet, but you're already thinking about what comes next. But I think that's just natural because of your creative process, isn't it?
Yeah, the creative process definitely. You know, I'm always writing new songs, but also just the nature of sort of the beast of recording. In this instance anyway, like I've re-recorded this album over a year ago. So, of course, I'm going to be... Since then, I spent 6 months touring with a theater company on a tall ship in the States, you know, and so I've that set things back a little bit, but I've had all these new experiences and new things that are going to go into new songs.
When you were touring with the theater company mm-hmm. on the Tall Ship, were you playing music or were you also acting as well? Or?
Yeah, I was primarily acting and singing as a character in the play. So I wasn't actually, unfortunately, this company they got rid of the live music in the show, which is unfortunate. But so I was singing and acting, which was, you know, I did that when I was a kid in community theater, but it had been a long time since I was part of an actual theater show. So it was challenging and a good learning experience.
And stretching. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And then the whole component of touring on the boat and, you know, living and working with the same 20 people for in tight quarters and the sailing. So it was, it was a really cool experience.
Well, you have a guitar and a mandolin mm-hmm. with you in the studio. So why don't we play some music? What are you going to play for us?
I'll play that new song first, if that's all right.
So this is an exclusive on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today.
It's barely been played out of my bedroom, so... and it doesn't even have a name yet, but it's sometimes when, especially coming out of a long winter, you know, you need a bit of a pep talk, or someone you love needs a bit of a pep talk, and this is one of those songs.
Dear, oh my dear, hate to see you so down. You're speaking volumes without making a sound. You're bound to be blue with the news coming through. Paper boy's blue too. Times are sad and stranger still. Will you let me in to sit with you? Perch like a morning dove. I heard your song of longing through the brambles and the scattered skies above. Your sweet lament, your sudden ascent to the edge of the woodlands I went. You're a bird of the open country. I see, now I see. Whoa. And oh my dear, hate to see you so weary. Your spirit's leaky as this old farmhouse in the spring. But don't forget your spirit's song. To the morning mist you belong. Caretaker of the evening, let it ring, let it ring. Let it ring, let it ring. My dear, did you know? If you wash your face in April snow, you'll be beautiful.
That's Dana Sipos with a new song on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. That was pretty interesting. So you don't have a name for that at all?
It could be probably Morning Dove.
Yeah. It's a really good song. So tell us about your songwriting. I had a chance to look through the lyric booklet that comes with the album, and one of the things that strikes me is that these are lyrics that are really well thought out. We talked about the coronary tale, about how we have the emotional aspects of the heart and the physiological aspects and the anatomical aspects of the heart all coming up against each other.
Mm-hmm.
When you read the lyrics, it's apparent that you spend quite a bit of time on those. But mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about how you write a song.
It's a good question. It's one that I should have a good answer for, I think, by now. I don't... usually, a song will come to me. It's kind of... It's a little bit hard to explain. Sometimes just the melody will come, and then I'll get, you know, have an inspiration from, you know, obviously any host of things in life, and then I'll... Yeah, sit down, and usually pretty sort of obsessive, compulsive about writing. You know, I'll sit and then not really get up until the song is written. So how do I, you know, I actually don't really. I've done songwriting courses before for kids and adults and you know, given lots of tips about techniques and strategies about writing songs. But to be honest, I don't really have a way of writing songs. An idea will come to me, and then I get it onto the paper. I heard an amazing story actually on a TED Talk, but about a poet who would be working out in her field, and she would literally see her poems like rushing over the countryside to her, and she would need to drop everything and run into the house and get a paper and to get it down before the song passes by. Or sometimes if she grabbed the poem, you know, by the tail, she would have it written completely full, but you know, backwards, or from the end to the beginning. So I'm not saying that I necessarily have that same conduit, you know, but I sort of feel like I don't necessarily have.
Which is funny, because I think that's very similar to what Neil Young says. I mean, Neil Young can't explain where all his songs come from. He just says they just come.
Yeah, I heard Tom Waits also.
And he just welcomes them in when they're there.
Yeah, and if not, I heard Tom Waits said he'd be driving in a car, and if a song comes, says, you know, bother Neil Young or bother somebody else right now, and if you really want me, then visit me when I'm in the studio. You know, it's kind of like, it comes when it comes. I've been at the airport and dropped down on a napkin. I've been on a bicycle and driving and had to pull over, you know, songs or in the middle of the night. Just get up and scribble something. So songs come whenever they come.
But that's a lyric, right? Or mm-hmm. what about, does the same happen for melody too?
The same comes for melody, but not, it wouldn't come with that the same intensity necessarily. Or I wouldn't be, you know, usually when a lyric comes, it's or an idea or a lyric, it's usually very powerful and I'll remember it. With a melody, I feel like I need to kind of record it right away, or I might not remember it, but it's not as impactful of a sort of visit, so to speak.
Do you write poetry as well? I sense you must. I mean, looking at the lyrics, I would think, well, you know, she must be a poet as well.
I don't generally write just plain poetry, but I do feel like I write that, you know, many of my songs have elements of poetry that I put to music. You know, so, but I generally don't just write poetry without turning them into songs.
I'm going to have you play again for us, because that was beautiful.
Oh,
and I want to hear some more.
Okay.
What are you going to play this time?
I'll play a song. It's called Morningside. And I wrote it one time when I was away from the North and missing the North. I was in Sackville, New Brunswick. And I remember this was a while ago. So this is a bit of an older song that's just finally getting recorded. So yeah, about missing the North, which I often do when I'm not there. And also, for all intents and purposes of this song, Morningside is a bird. I thought that it was when I wrote the song, and then I double-checked. And okay, I'm not sure it really is a bird, but it could be. And it sort of is, so Morningside. Thank you.
him send the morning sight to his comrades in the trees real high. But if your mind's made up, that's fine. We can settle it when the sun's low in the sky. But I haven't anywhere to go, piped up the spring peeper, so better stay close to home. Besides, my wings been clipped to the bone long before the sky would open. So I rested my case, and she rested her bones on a patch of snow at the side of the road. And it snowed that night and reminded me of home, of home, of home. The flight you take is the flight you make, reminding that fine morning sight. But if I was you, I'd be most inclined take the wind up on his offer of a free ride. So you spread your wings wide and I spread mine, and we took a deep breath and we leapt to the skies. But we're quickly recognized through our feathered disguise. So I rested my case and we rested our bones on a quiet night at the side of the road. And it snowed that night and reminded me of home, of home, I'm home. The red-winged blackbird met me at the corner of the world to come. Said, you've been undone so many times, I'd like to find out who you are and where your family comes from. So you drank my past like the finest of wines, and he ate up my history like he'd never been more hungry. Then he looked me in the eye. We made our goodbyes. So I rested my case and we rested our bones on a quiet night at the side of the road. And it snowed that night and reminded me of home, of home, of home, of home. Ooh, of home, ooh, of home, of home, home.
That's Dana Tsipras live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime this morning. I'm Jan Hall. That song is entitled Morningside. It's from her new album, Roll Up the Night Sky, which actually isn't released until April the 30th. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a real plug in for this album now. You know why? Because you've got great packaging. And as a DJ, it's really important when you're actually going to talk about music on air to actually be able to know something about the music. I do listen to, I download quite a bit as well because it's just too expensive for people to send me albums. But sometimes I miss the packaging that goes with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a piece of art accompanying
it. Well, exactly. But, you know, with this album, you have a wonderful lyric booklet. And not only is it really easy to read, which is lovely.
Oh, good.
But it's great to sit there and listen to that song. That was Morningside from the album, which actually was the first song that I played on CFIU.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was the one I decided that I wanted to play first. But being able to read the lyrics and think about the lyrics while you're actually playing it for us today, and obviously having a chance to talk about the process, really brings it to life. It's really, really great to be able to be part of that. So I wanted to thank you for sharing your art with us today. Thank you so much for having me.
It's really
wonderful. As we mentioned at the start of our session today, Dana is in Guelph tonight. She'll be at the Cornerstone for a show at 9 p.m. That's at the corner of Wyndham and Carden Street in Guelph. Richard Laviolette will also be there. And you mentioned Ben Herman,
Ben Herman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ben Herman as well. Wonderful. Wow, that's great. Well, I can see we're going to have to get you back to Guelph again sometime in the not too distant future. This is the start of a tour, and I was looking at the website, and you have quite a lot of dates coming up.
Yeah, I've got basically the whole month of May and the just tail end of April. So yeah, I'm looking forward to giving the album some road legs and sharing it with lots of people. So
now, when I received your bio that came with the album, they were mentioning that you're They mentioned the Tall Ship in there, that you'd been on the Tall Ships, but also that you've toured via canoe and bike. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I did a tour a few summers ago by bicycle. Yeah, with a wonderful crew. It's called Tune Your Ride, and we biked from Toronto to Ottawa, carrying all of our gear, all of our equipment, all of our sound system. And actually, we had these two special bikes, so we actually powered all of our performances by bike as well. So it was awesome to combine two passions of mine, bike touring and music. And I'm in the midst right now of planning a canoe tour for this summer. So I'm taking the helm, so to speak, of a tour that's taken place for a few summers now, where it was primarily focused on poets. These poets were touring down the Grand River, so actually we'll be right in the neighborhood. And this year I'm taking over, and it's going to have a stronger focus on songwriters and musicians, but poetry as well. So yeah, well, it'll be a 9 or 10 day tour down the Grand River and performing in smaller communities along the way. So yeah, I'm hoping to tour by train. They have an entertainment on board where you
via rail
where you play your way across the country. So yeah, I'm all in favor of alternative tours where you're not sitting in a car all day, but you know, sometimes that's what you have to
do. I don't want to sing your praises too much, but I can see on Via Rail, you'd be lots of fun because there's so many different stories. And that's part of the experience when you're listening to music in places like that, is to get to know the performer. I mean, it's part of the reason I like to bring people in. We do this because I like to understand, you know, why people do what they do and where their passion comes from. And I can see that you obviously have a lot of passion for life. Now, this album, I think were you on a label before? I mean, you're now, this is a Muddy Roots. Muddy Roots Music.
Yeah. This is my first label. I met them last year at Folk Alliance, the zoo of Folk Alliance, and I played in their showcase room, and we kept in touch. And then I was sort of looking for a home for the label, and they were looking for someone new on their roster. And it's interesting because they're not they're not like a Canadian folky label that I would have, you know, pictured would be the perfect sort of label home. But they're really, really kind folks, and it's I'm unique on their label. They don't really have too much folk, and it's lots of, you know, men with beards and banjos and lots of bluegrass and sort of, but I'm really excited to be part of the label.
Because they're based in Nashville, right?
Based in Nashville, yeah.
Well, it's an interesting thought because, you know, I think when people are trying to develop their career, naturally they tend to be developing it in their home province or eventually, you know, becoming more regional and then eventually, you know, more across the country. Whereas the interesting thing is when you're actually now on a basically what is a U.S. label, mm-hmm. you're suddenly going to get a lot more exposure down there than you may have been able to get before. Just looking from my own point of view, I received information from PR people working on both sides of the border, which, you know, I have to say, from your point of view, must be great to know that people are out there saying, hey, have you heard about this singer-songwriter? You need to be playing us.
That's exciting.
Is wonderful.
Especially because with the last two albums, I didn't have any PR, any kind of, I was just doing my own thing. And it's really hard to, you know, to know what to do. So it's nice to have, definitely nice to have.
You know, and that's it. That's important because we started off at the beginning of this interview talking about the fact that sometimes by the time the album is actually released, you're already mentally starting to move on to new projects.
Yeah.
And if people don't have the support from, you know, a label or, you know, being able to afford a publicist mm-hmm. to actually do that work for you, there is a danger. And I see it all the time where really great albums almost sink without trace because the performer is already, you know, they may do a quick tour, but they're already onto other things.
Yeah, exactly.
And I always keep, you know, I spend a lot of time talking to my artist friends and saying, look, you know, an album is still a new album for at least a year. And if you go somewhere else, it's, you know, two
brand
or three
new.
Years.
Yeah, that's because, good to keep in mind.
Yeah. Well, let's play something from the album just now. We're actually going to play Shadows. Tell us a little
Great.
Bit about that song.
Shadows, yeah, that's another song that I wrote at the Banff Center. And yeah, as you'll see, I tend to sort of personify the different and break down different parts of the body in some ways. So there's a little bit of that going on with Shadows too. And I also went to school out in Halifax. So the East Coast and just the storms and the intensity and the beauty of the Maritimes also makes its way into my song. So there's hints of the Maritimes in there as well.
That's great. This is Dana Sipos. Dana Sipos. Did I get that right?
Sipos, yeah.
I did get that right.
You got it, Jen.
I thought I got it wrong, but I got it right. Dana Sipos from the new album Roll Up the Night Sky and Shadows. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime with Jan Hall.
For islands broken down, shutters for lips, spine lines too, allow for time travel. Thank you.
That's Dana Tsipras with a song entitled Shadows from her new album. Comes out this coming week. It's entitled Roll Up the Night Sky. It is on Muddy Roots Records. And if you go to danatsipras.com, you can get a chance to preview songs. You can also check out dates that are coming up. She will be in Guelph actually tonight at the Cornerstones. That's Saturday, April the 25th. She'll be playing with Richard Laviolette and Ben Herman at the Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. And we're having lots of fun on the show today. It's really great to have you here with us.
It's awesome to be here.
Yeah. We're going to push straight into another live song because I want to try and squeeze in as much as we can before we get done. What are you going to play for us?
This is called Road to Michigan, and I wrote it after I did a road trip down to Michigan to see Leonard Cohen play when he was on his big world tour a couple of years ago, and I had been, you know, basically breastfed Leonard Cohen growing up, and it was really impactful to see him, and he was just, you know, down on his knees with his hat over his heart, bowing down to the other musicians within his incredible band as they played, and he was, you know, it was 80-something at the time and just dancing all over the stage, and his voice was like velvet, and anyway, so it was just really meaningful. So this was about our trip down there, and it was just about the time that Detroit was starting to, you know, go bankrupt and whatnot, so it was just an interesting time to be there as well. So.
Michigan, lost our way, lost our faith, but found our hearts again in the glove compartment, an endless stretch of highways, roadside cafes, found your savior on his very best behavior in the back, stocking salt and pepper shakers and God-fearing country, found in long forgotten corners and washed out to the sea. And same old songs and same old stories and same old streets and same old poetry and same old snow and same old broken, same old, oh, 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 your head. This will go away for a while, and care for your own on the shores of big water, or risk loneliness and a sudden departure and God-fearing country, found in long forgotten corners and washed out to the sea. And same old songs and same old stories and same old streets and Same old poetry and same old snow. Same old broken, same old, old. New songs you sing to us, they turn to lovely dust. And when they leave your lips, adorn mine with a dusty kiss. We'll be gone before we're missing from the lonely, lonely streets. From the lonely, lonely streets. From the lonely, lonely streets. From the lonely, lonely streets of Michigan.
That's Dana Sipos with The Road to Michigan from the new album, Roll Up the Night Sky. Remember, that's released just in a few days now. And Dana will be in Guelph tonight for a show at the Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock tonight with Richard Laviolette and Ben Herman. I have enjoyed this so much. We're running a little short of time, but I want one more song.
Okay.
What are you going to play?
Let's see. I could play Portraits.
I did tell her that I may want to squeeze another one in.
You gave me a bit of a heads up. This is about when, you know, that feeling of being in an old house and all of the portraits overhead are watching you and holding all your secrets.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
Last time I saw you, you were a puddle on the floor. Watching at you, at the door, at the door. Cracks in the floorboards, filled with our sweat and tears. Pose for a portrait. It watches us through out the years, out the years. Lay bare your body there. Remove all your cotton and wool. Untangle your tangled hair. Lay bare your body there, body there. Takes one to know one. Saw it written in the sky. Clouds once so still shift their shapes and shake your iron will, iron will. Peel back the birch bark, reveal the secrets in the sap. Sink the sweetness in your skin and begin. Shed all your winter skin, winter skin. Take the low road home, down the steady stone path. And if it leads you to the riverside, drink your fill and be satisfied. warm body there. Remove all your cotton and wool. Untangle your tangled hair. Lay bare your body there. 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 Lay bare your body there, body there.
That was amazing. That's Dana Sipos on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. And that's all we have. We're going to leave you today with another track from the album entitled Roll Up the Night Sky. My Beloved, is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Just tell us very briefly what that's about as we start to play it.
I've written lots and lots of wedding songs for friends and family over the years, and have got to play friends down the aisle and all over, and this is one of those wedding love songs, and it's for all the beloveds.
Beautiful. Okay. Been absolutely a pleasure having you join us today.
Thank you so much.
Dana Sipos at the Cornerstone in Guelph tonight from 9 p.m. We'll have this audio up on the website at Folk Roots Radio, hopefully within the next day or so. It's been a great pleasure.
Thanks again, Jen.
Take care. We'll see you next time.
Sweetest sound when love is cultivated in the ground. The gardens and the vineyards of your life will bear the sweetest.